This is Anderson Penn's podcast episode 90 for Tuesday, February 11th, 2014. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Woo! I thought last week was the LA Penn Show podcast.
Yeah, well, this week is just sort of a...
It's so big we're doing 3 weeks. One, and next week will be post.
Yep, next week will be the big post.
Yes. So. Next week will be recovery.
Woo! 90 podcasts.
Wow. What are we going to do when we get to 100? I think we should give something away.
We'll give something away? Okay.
Yep.
I'm done with that. What do you want to give away?
Okay. I don't know.
Something big?
Let's see what we come up with this weekend. Here's a teaser.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
I'm thinking we are not giving away an Aurora. Those are going to give away to me. All right, so L.A., we leave like half an hour.
Yeah, what time is it?
7:02.
This is going to be one of the...
shortest.
The shortest, most ad-libbed podcast ever.
I like it that way.
Because we pretty much have nothing on the agenda.
Well, we haven't gotten anything in new to the store intentionally. I'm still waiting for my replacement order of Diamine ink from when it froze and shattered, and that's still taking a while. We are having some Twisby delivered to the show by President Philip Wang himself, so that's kind of cool.
That is cool.
It'll be good to see him. He says the warehouse is really close to the hotel, and he's offered to drop it off for us. But it will be really awesome to see him again. Yeah. And let's see. I've spoken to our own Paul Hurley, and he's going to be there Friday afternoon.
Awesome.
Yep. So that'll be awesome. I'm not sure when Steph is coming in.
Yep. Eddie G will be there.
So, I know. That's going to be awesome.
It's going to be fun. Eddie sent me this email today where I'm supposed to play like middleman for... I think what we're going to do is we're just going to take him over to FPH and introduce him. So.
There you go. It's hard to find nicer guys than Steve and Terry and Ed Fingerman.
Yeah.
Steve and Terry Wiederlight and Ed Fingerman.
Right. Yep. So. Are they bringing parts?
Oh, God. I doubt it.
How late is the bank open?
Not funny. I mean, not funny. I don't think so, because then they'll be doing it again in Long Island, I'm sure.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if it makes you feel any better, I finally used one of the parts that I bought.
Get out. From which time?
How many times were there? Three?
Four.
Four?
Long Island, Chicago.
I didn't buy any in Columbus.
D.C. Well, that's not my fault.
Well, I'm just telling you.
Okay. All right. Who else are we going to see, or what are we going to do? I'm personally excited. We are going to have dinner with my cousin and her husband and her daughter, neither of whom I've met. Oh, Hugh and Carol are not playing fair. They're telling Eddie G to bring you boxes for your haul. Now, y'all don't understand. We don't have room. No room.
Lisa was a little mad at me last night. I mean, mad may be an understatement.
Why?
Well, I mean, you know, she's like, is there anything else? I'm like, oh, well, what about these? How many more trays do you have? Seven?
Fountain Pen Hospital's not going to be in L.A.?
Oh. Huh. Interesting.
All right. Well, Kenro will be there. We have a date with Ryan on
awesome.
Saturday night, so that'll be fun.
That'll be very, very fun.
Yes, I'm sure that there will be all sorts of comings and goings at the bar and the lobby area. To the best of my knowledge, and I have not yet had confirmation, which is a little unusual. I do believe that we were supposed to be, or we will be graced with the awesome, amazing, wonderful presence of Mr. Get the applause ready, Eric Schneider.
I am on it.
There you go.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him, actually.
Yeah.
So maybe he's busy with his InkoRimo.
Could be. InkoRimo, we have gotten a number of really great letters and postcards and all sorts of stuff. So I did buy stamps. Yeah. Ta-da.
Ta-da. Yeah, she told me that this morning, so.
So we will work on that.
Do I have paper? We should bring some paper to the show.
I have some in the coach tote.
Oh, you do? Okay.
I do. Good. Yep. And what else? There are no auctions, which is kind of sad.
Yeah.
I was trying to convince Paul to come to Columbus so that he could go to a good auction.
He can sit with me. He can sit with me, and I'll give him the tour of the show auction.
There you go. He'll never be the same. let's see. Who I spoke with, Cousin Martin from across the pond today. He called to wish us well. There you go. Martin, that's for you, babe. And while we were on the phone, we had quite a bit of a geography lesson, and he stumped me for a minute. Okay. What was that?
What?
That noise.
What noise?
Yeah, thanks. I actually had to double check what lake was near us. I'm not from here.
Okay.
And apparently he has made arrangements for someone to come up and say hello. I'm told a red shirt and a black cape or something. So I'm not sure. Kind of looking forward to it. That could be fun.
Okay.
Are you going to bring your new play toy?
Which play toy would that be? Oh, yes, I am. I think we should keep it under wraps just for a little bit longer.
Okay.
We are going to bring a new experience for those of you who cannot make it to the show.
It'll be cool.
And actually, we will probably start maybe sometime tonight. I am hoping for the hope anyway is to have very frequent updates, pen show updates on the blog. So
yeah. It's crazy and chaotic. They will be pretty comfortable, that setup. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, LA handles shows a little differently. You, as a trader, you're entitled to a portion of a table, so we don't get our full tables, although we do have people donate theirs to us so we can actually set up. No, it's fine. So, thanks, Todd and Tim.
Yeah.
That's fine. Everybody does it. Oh. Hugh says you're going to buy pens and have nibs.
No. Let's not disappoint people.
So Thursday is pretty relaxed. Not everybody's there yet. So if you are going to be there, definitely Thursday and Friday are much safer days to come. Sunday is just crazy. There are people 3, 4, 5 deep at a table. It's really the aisles are pretty narrow. It's really kind of tough to move around. But I told Paul, for example, that if you're there on Sunday, you should at least see it.
Yeah, if you're going, if Sunday's the only day you can go, you better have a list.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you have a few very particular things in mind, I need to get an Aurora 88.
Aurora Primavera.
Aurora Primavera. You know, if you're there for just an oversized black pen, then don't worry about it. But
last year we were across the aisle from the guy who used to be the rep for Aurora from like decades ago.
Yes, we were.
Oh, I like
he had Primaveras too.
And he was so sweet.
He was, yeah. Was he Australian or something?
I think so.
I forget his name. I
know. I have his card somewhere.
He was cool, and I think most of our what I'm hoping to be frequent updates are going to occur through Saturday.
Yes.
And forget Sunday, because it's just, I mean, I will try to get something in on Sunday, because you got to see it.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you have not been and you're not seeing any videos, it's absolutely insane.
It's like
a rock concert.
Yeah, it is. It's like a riot at a rock concert.
Yeah. When it gets hopping, it is just,
yeah, it's jamming.
It is nonstop.
It's hard to explain, but it's a blast. If you are at the Los Angeles Pen Show, one thing you do not need to do, or you can't miss, absolutely cannot miss, is Michael Saul.
Oh, yeah.
Stop by and see Michael Saul. Have him write your name in his Spencerian script. It is not only frameable art, but it is an experience to watch him do it. It is just magical.
Here's mine from last year.
I think mine's in the pen room.
Yours is in the pen room downstairs.
Yeah, it is absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
And he's so sweet, and he's so nice, and just he's great to talk to, and he always has his little bow tie on. Apparently, he designs them, which is just really cool.
Mm-hmm. Should we carry a Michael Saul collection bow ties at the store?
You like bow ties.
I do like bow ties. I have, well, I have a grand collection of one.
You know, I learned that our niece, our nephew Ryan, wears a bow tie.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Apparently he's a big bow tie man.
Attaboy. I would be if, I don't know, maybe I will. Maybe when I retire and I'm working in the store full time, I'll wear bow ties to work.
Okay.
How's that sound?
There you go. Speaking of retirement in the store, apparently Jenny just got a Visconti.
Oh, nice. Which one, I wonder?
I don't know.
Well, we'll find out in about 5 minutes when it catches up to
the
chat.
So what else, if people are there, what else should they not miss?
You know, the food in the bar.
It is. Always good.
Let's not forget the food portion. The food in the bar is it's pretty good. So appetizers are great. I mean, you know, if you live in LA, well, that's not a reason to go, but,
If you're there and you don't know what to do or where to go, I also recall that, on Sunday, very briefly, I had a really yummy salad. So that was good. And, we had dinner with our good friend Dan one night down in the restaurant.
Yeah, you know, I meant to send him an email. I have not. I'm going to send him an email tonight, maybe on the road, and see if he's coming. But it'd be good to see him. Because he always brings – Dan kills me.
A lot of your friends do.
Well, yeah. He's just such a gentle he's a gentleman, of course. He's such a nice, sweet man, and he comes up, and then he just opens his pancakes, and then
and then he just sticks the dagger in.
Yeah, he sticks the dagger in, and then he twists it.
Sort of like George Remakis.
Absolutely. Dan's got his own style to it. He kills me every time he pulls out these beautiful John Holland overlays and all this weird stuff.
Let's see who else will be there.
Is Gary Lauer going to be there? We need to sit down and chat with Gary and see how Gary's.
Steph's in the chat.
Hey, what's up, Steph? Do you?
Let's see who else will be there. Most of the major distributors will be there. I know that Kenro will be there. Yafa will be there. Yafa is one of the big sponsors. George is there. Yes, George. We were talking about you.
John Modishaw will be there.
Oh, yes, and absolutely stop by and see John Modishaw. When you walk in the ballroom and you walk into the main, through the main doorway, he's all the way straight back. And on your way to go see John Modishaw, stop by and say hi.
Yeah. Absolutely. And if come by. There, what, Thursday, Friday?
Thursday, Friday, even Saturday is not not too, too crazy, absolutely come by, get a hug, hang out, chit-chat, because Sunday, forget it.
Yeah, but John's a cool guy to talk to. I was back when we were brand new in the hobby.
John was a god.
He is. He absolutely is. The man does things with nibs that it's just truly a lost art. But I was always hesitant to talk with the man, and we had dinner with him last year, and I got a chance to sit down and talk nibs with him, and he's just a normal guy, right?
We pulled an Aziza, essentially. Yeah. We were almost afraid to talk to him because he is such a master that I don't know why being that amazingly talented makes people think that you should not be approachable and friendly. And so we were a little timid to talk to him, and he would just sat down, and he's just amazingly sweet and friendly.
And he has some killer stories.
Oh, yeah.
If you get enough time, to get a beer and chat with the guy, he's really awesome.
Amazing.
So he'll be there, and will Mike Matsuyama be there? Speaking of Nip guys,
he now lives in California, so
he
should.
Does. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
That's right.
I've got a nib. I want to have Matsuyama take a look at.
Oh, and somebody just reminded us.
Is
that you, Sarge? Sarge OMFG is going to be there. Sarge, are you bringing Jazz? Please bring Jazz. I love his wife.
Is that Sarge?
I don't know. Whoever guessed 372. That's Eddie G.
Oops.
Yeah. Anyway, Sarge is going to be there. We haven't seen him in a while, so it'll be
DC
awesome
probably,
to see him.
Right? Or Columbus, maybe. Yep. Was he in Columbus? Columbus is right around the time that
show was
in Spain,
yeah,
or something.
Jim says he's going to be there, so awesome. Mike is great. Yeah. His wife is so sweet. Yep.
I'm sure
will be there.
I've not had a nib done by Mike Matsuyama yet, so I think I like to have him.
I thought he tweaked a Mont Blanc for me.
A Mont Blanc of yours, yeah. And actually, I want him to take a look at my 149. I want to see if he can just do a little tweak to it. So it shouldn't be anything major, but...
Can I say what in a podcast, Tracy? That Mike Matsuyama tweaked my nib?
Oh, OMFG, yeah.
OMFG. No. I think I can, as long as I don't say
it. As long as you'll say what it stands for. Frickin'. Oh, my foolish... anyway.
Oh, my fine nib.
who else? Matsuyama will be there, so that's cool.
Wal Eversharp will be there.
Wal Eversharp, Sid Saperstein, the Walnut.
Yep. He's a trip.
He is. He's an interesting guy. So, yep. Actually, last year he was right next to us.
He was. He was.
Yeah. So.
And.
The
last. Behind us.
Well, behind us was Sarge.
Oh.
Don't you remember that?
I got Aurora behind me with Sarge. I got Aurora in front of me with Sarge. I got Madisha on the other side.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
yes, you did.
Frickin'
mm-hmm. The Lots will be there. Rich Lot will be there with all his parts.
Yep,
so absolutely. I've got a big list of stuff that I need to run and see him maybe Saturday or Friday morning once he's all set up.
Yeah.
So Rich Lot will be there. There's going to be
everybody's there.
John Colton, is he going to be there? John Colton will be there, I think.
Ooh, nice. Yep.
I think I saw him there last year. So
your Omas dealer.
John is
your Omas connection.
My Omas.
I mean, we can get
dealer.
Omas from Omas, but
yeah, but you
he
can't
has
get
the old stuff that
you can't get this
has
stuff
anymore.
You know.
Yeah.
So this is a nice little pen, by the way.
Steph just chimed in the chat. Yeah, I guess we forgot to tell you about Sarge behind us.
Yeah.
Surprise.
Ta-da!
Who else did we see there last year? I mean, it's many people. Ryan Krusak's going to be there.
Ryan Krusak will be there.
He's great. He is another one who is just so funny, and the man is talented beyond belief, but he is so down to earth,
he's very
so approachable, and such a devoted family man. Ask him about his daughters and his young baby son, and he is just in heaven.
Yeah.
Yeah. And his wife, I love his wife.
Let's see, who else will be there?
Brian Gray with Edison will be there.
Brian Gray will be there.
Which reminds me that we are bringing our brand new blue steel colliers.
Oh, we should have brought one in. Hold on.
Well, Bob Novak's going to be
deep
there.
Inside the car. Oh, Bob, my good buddy.
Oh, man.
That's right. I think
that's dangerous.
Bob last year, that I got my Aiken Lambert safety last year from Bob.
I think so.
I think it's who I got it from.
Yep.
I think.
And he is, again, another super, super sweet guy, very approachable. And man, does he know Pence.
Yep, yep.
Holy cow.
Bob Nuren's probably going to be there. I'm sure Bob's going to be there.
Probably. Somebody asked about, I think it was Eddie G's asking about Mary Burke and Conway Stewart.
Yeah, I would think so.
Probably. Mary lives in Washington State, so I would think that
we should
be a close show.
We should look at those Conway Stewarts, huh?
I've spoken to Mary.
Okay.
She's ready when we are.
All right. What about the folks from Diplomat? Is Diplomat going to be there?
I think they were last year. I don't remember.
Yeah. Who else? Southern Reacher. I guess you can almost look up the list, but yes. I'm just going off.
Susan Worth is there. She'll be over near us. Lots and lots of people. I can't even remember everybody who was out in the hall and out front. And Yaffa has, I don't know, like 10 tables in the front.
And those poor guys have to tear it down every night.
They do. It's
which
crazy.
Which is funny because Ross is like, "Hey, do you want this? I gotta tear it down." it's a new sales tactic. Every night of the week.
And it works, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does. Right? Which is why we came home with so much stipulating last year.
Yep. Atoya will be there.
Atoya, okay.
So we can check out some of the new sailor stuff.
Okay. Awesome.
Yeah, so lots and lots of exciting things. We're really looking forward to seeing everybody. And, you know, one of my favorite people from last year was Sam the Bellman.
I was just going to say, yeah, the Bellman.
He is
He's been there, what, 20-some years?
Yes, yes. We rented his son last year, who was very sweet. He's studying, like, aeronautical engineering. I don't know. He's like a rocket scientist to be. Pandemonium will absolutely be there. Yes.
Yeah.
They left. In fact,
they left like 2 days ago.
Yeah, they're taking the fun slow way.
Yeah, so we can't drive take the same route because they've already they're like a shovel. They have like a shovel in front of their car and they're just
and
scooping
just
up all the pens.
So we have to take a different route, but no, it'll be a blast. If you're anywhere in the area, come on by, say hi to everybody.
Yeah, you need to come. I mean, it's especially if you're on the West Coast. There's not very many. There's almost no shows on the West Coast, right? So
it's like DC for the West Coast.
It's DC for the West Coast, absolutely.
Time. I mean, you get to party and play with pens. What's not to like?
Yeah, I'm bringing some nice users.
Awesome.
Users.
I think that your drug dealers, your John Colton and Bob Novak and Sarge are gonna be feeding your addiction.
Yeah, I know.
So that's fine. Let's rotate. You
rotate.
Go to Bob Novak. I go to Sarge.
Okay. All right. Well. We might get depending on who the show is, we might come home with that Primavera.
Oh, score.
So actually, you know what I'm most excited about, I think? It's finally getting my Omas to Kenrel so they can send them to Italy.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say that it was gonna be like 75.
Yeah, well, okay, so that's the other thing. It's gonna be what, 80 degrees
and sunshine,
warmer? 80 degrees warmer, 90 degrees warmer than it is here now.
So freaking excited. Tracy, I see your posts and I see your pictures on Facebook. It's killing me, babe. All this sunshine and happiness.
Yeah, right.
It's cold up here.
Yeah.
So
four layers, long underwear, you know, hats, gloves, you know, the whole ball of wax. So sometime tomorrow afternoon, we might actually warm up.
start peeling some layers off.
Yeah.
Yep. No, it's going to be awesome. We'll leave within the half hour and head on out. We will drive through Iowa in the dark, and then we will hit Denver in the morning. So, Ed Capizzi, have my coffee ready. Or I'll have my brother call his best friend and wife, and they can make us breakfast. But we should be in the morning somewhere right around Denver. We'll go through the Rockies during the day tomorrow. And
Utah. Which is a fabulous, fabulous drive.
Yeah, what an awesome way to spend the day tomorrow. And then last year we left a little bit earlier. We got to Vegas right around midnight. So it'll probably be a little later than that, but we're excited. I think we'll skirt Vegas this time. We won't go through.
Yeah, I don't know that we need. It's painful because you want to stop, you want to hang out, you want to check stuff out.
Yeah.
You don't have time for it, so why don't we just
skip it?
Look, there it is. You know.
Yep.
So.
Well, we did it last year. It was fun to drive through it and to see some of the places you see on TV or in movies. But right. Been there, done that, and I'd rather just get to the show.
Yeah, let's get to the show. And
all right, are we bringing anything new and exciting to the show that people may not have seen? We've got the Blue Steel Collier.
Blue Steel, the antique, the new old antique marble.
Exactly.
Collier. So we have that. So yeah. We have a really nice. You got to check it out. A really nice Edison display. It's going to be. We're redoing the display now. This trip.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. We've got the Jewelria Minis, which I really like.
Yep. Some nice Vanishing Points, a bunch of Vanishing Points, yes. nice pilots, Stargazers, Knights, I mean, you know. Mm-hmm.
I love my Stella is the same as the Stargazer, and I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Have been using it for a long time. Mm-hmm. What else do we have that's new that we haven't... Can't think of anything. We have a boatload of ink.
700. This was it. This term. 725 bottles, I think, is
something
what we're
like that. If you're looking for Visconti ink, get it early.
Yeah.
It was out pretty quickly in Philly.
And we came home with what, two bottles or something like that?
Maybe, yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be fun. Looking forward to it. I'm actually maybe I'm looking forward to it because I'm off work for a couple of days.
I know. Andrew asked about Andrew in the chat asked about taking that route. It's the quickest route actually for us.
Yeah.
To go through the Rockies and down. It saves us 2 or 3 hours. So yeah, that's. Exactly. Yep. I think that's close to it,
that's
though.
That's pretty close to it, yeah. I don't know that we got anything else. So I hope to see as many of you as possible. I know at least one or two folks in the chat we're going to be hooking up with, so that would be great.
Yeah, we're very excited.
We've got some cool meetings planned, so it's just going to be...
We do, which means those are actually teasers for things that'll be coming up in the next week or two.
For sure. We should for sure have something new on Tuesday, so...
Yes, I know. I'm very excited.
And
so we've got...
And some other things just that are...
Yep, we're finalizing something else in the works, so we'll get that nailed down. And it'll be nice to mix in a little family fun with all the business meetings, and yeah, it'll be good. And I can't wait to see Philip. That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And Paul Hoban.
You know who we're gonna see?
We're gonna see Paul Hoban.
Yeah, Paul Hoban's coming. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I know.
I was trying to think of something in my head when you said Paul Hoban, the Fountain Pens of Esterbrook. The man himself, we met for the first time last year. He's coming on Sunday, and we have his nib, correct? It should be in the box.
Yep.
Okay. But
who else will be there that you're thinking of?
We talked about him just the other day. I bought all those nibs and pens from him in Columbus.
Doug Burke.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
He's
super
a trip.
Nice guy. Yeah, he's a trip. He's got stories. He doesn't look like he's old, I mean,
well, he's not old.
He's not old, but
he's
just
been collecting a long time.
He's been collecting a long time, so he has stories that go way back. So,
yeah, no, he's got good stories. We get to see Todd again. That'll be good.
Yeah, I haven't had much contact with him beforehand, so
he's gearing up. He's getting ready. But I think that's probably about it.
Yeah, so let's close this thing up and
pack it up, baby.
Get on the road. We got some food to pack, some clothes to pack,
yes.
And a little couple teasers maybe on the way. So
yeah,
we're already gassed up, geared up, ready to go.
Yay! So. Thanks so much, guys, for living with the odd time. You guys in the chat, everybody is oohing and aahing about Jenny's pen. So Jenny, absolutely, I want to see a picture.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So post it somewhere.
That it then?
That's it.
Great. Let's wrap this up. Comments, suggestions for topics, use your pens, write to us at Anderson Pens, P.O. Box 732, Appleton, Wisconsin 54912.
Definitely catch us a line, catch us online or drop us a line.
Email Brian at AndersonPens.net.
Or Lisa at AndersonPens.net.
You can follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/AndersonPens.
Our Facebook is facebook.com/AndersonPens.
The place you'll want to be to see some of the stuff we're going to be posting up within the next day or two, blog.AndersonPens.net.
And the website, always open 24/7, AndersonPens.net.
You can join our mailing list for advanced notice of upcoming events, new products, special sales, stuff going on at the store, all sorts of good stuff. Thanks for listening to the podcast. We are out of here, and we will see you next week, Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Good night, all, and see you
bye,
in
guys.
L.A.
Yay!